I want you to take a moment and relax. Welcome to the fourth file in the series. Take a couple of deep breaths. Shuffle around a little bit and make sure that you're comfortable. This is going to be a little shorter than some of the earlier files. You'll have an opportunity to wake up feeling pretty good about yourself and where things are going with you. I want you to take a deep breath now, take it in, hold it, let it out, and relax. And breathe in again, hold it, and breathe out and relax. Good. And go to sleep. Go to sleep, girl. Relax and go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance. You're unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. Relaxed and focusing on my voice, feeling pretty good. You're in the room at the top of the stairs, in the chair that you picked that you could sit in for hours. Just relax for a moment and go to sleep. You're focused on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace, and you're sinking deeper and deeper into your trance, farther and further into it, more and more relaxed, more and more at peace. In a moment, we're going to enjoy an image on the screen in front of us. What we're going to do is we're going to count backwards from 5 to 1. As I do, you'll see the numbers appear on the screen in front of you, and you go deeper and deeper into your trance. The first number, 5, will appear up in the upper left-hand corner of the screen. The next number, 4, when I count to that, will go down a level. The next number after that will go down another one. Each one will be a little lower and a little closer toward the center. Number 3 will be right in the middle of the screen, and then number 2 will move off to the right, and number 1 will move further. So number 5 will be in the upper left-hand corner. Number 4 will be down a little bit, a little further to the right and a little below where 5 was. Number 3 will be right in the middle of the screen. Number 2 will be down below that and to the right. And then finally, number 1 will be in the far right-hand bottom corner of the screen, so that what you'll have is one long line from the upper left-hand corner to the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. When you get down to 1, you will be in an incredibly deep trance, deeper than any you've been in so far. Right now, you're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. And you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. And when I count now, when I say a number from here on, you'll see it appear. The first one will appear in the upper left-hand corner of the screen. They'll work their way down. Number 3 will be in the middle of the screen when I get there. Here we go. 5. You can see the 5 forming upper in the upper left-hand corner of the screen. Clear, crisp letter, crisp number. 4. The number 4 has now appeared up there, and you're going deeper into your trance. All of your breathing, everything that you do, will take you deeper into this trance now. 3. The 3 is in the middle of the screen. You can see it clearly. And you're moving deeper and deeper into your trance. When we get down to the 1, you're going to be completely deep, all the way down to your trance. Now we're at 3, and we're going down to 2. We're at number 2, and you're even lower, even deeper into your trance. Farther and further down, deeper and deeper into your trance. And finally, 1. You're in a completely unbreakable trance, deep, focusing on my voice. Nothing else will distract you. Nothing else will be important until the end of this time, the end of our session together. Right now, you're in a completely deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, calm, relaxed, and at peace, and focused only on the sound of my voice. You're in the room at the top of the stairs, and you're completely comfortable, completely relaxed. you'll never try to consciously remember the details of your trances, and you'll never consciously be able to think about what happened during your trance, but you'll enjoy the fact that you had them, you'll enjoy the fact that you're having more. It's surprising how comfortable you are, and how much you've told us that you enjoy the intimacy of hypnosis, and the unbelievable attention that you get, both in hypnosis and in becoming the slave that you are. You know that now, whenever your one says the words, come now, you have an immediate orgasm. Whenever you're told to come now by your one, and you're not in a trance, or whenever I tell you to come now and you're not in a trance, you have an immediate powerful orgasm, one that begins between your legs with the pressure on your clit, with a little charge there, working up in your pussy, expanding it, making you begin to feel like you're being fucked, one that moves up through your body, your nipples become hard, it burns through your body and explodes through your mind and causes an intense, incredible orgasm, a stronger than any you've ever had in your life, one that goes on and on. That happens anytime you're conscious and you're told to come now. You know that these files allow me to bring you back, that your mind allows me to bring you back here to the room at the top of the stairs, to the chair, simply by telling you to go to sleep. You know that these files bring you easily into an unbreakable trance where we can work and talk, where you stay focused only on my voice, where nothing else can distract you. You know that you've enjoyed these files, that they make you want to listen to them more, that you want to listen to them more, that they're fun, and again, that you enjoy the intimacy of hypnosis. You know that now, all the time, whenever you're not thinking about anything else important, the thing that your mind turns back to, the thing that it comes back to over and over again, is being aroused by thinking about your one, about spending time with your one, about being a slave for your one. You know that when you have nothing better to think about, when there's nothing important going on, like driving or operating machinery, you know that many times during the day, when there's nothing really important going on, you find your hands moving down between your legs or up to your nipples. Unconscious, you don't think about it happening, you just suddenly discover that they're there. You find that you're aroused all the time, that you have a need to masturbate, thinking about your one over and over again. You need to play with yourself. If you can't be fucked by your one, then you'll do it for you. Thinking about your one. Thinking about the one who you want to belong to, the one who gave you these files. Over and over again during the day, you'll find that you're aroused at the most inconvenient times and convenient times. You'll know that when you're out in the public, you're being turned on and you can't do anything about it. You'll know that your mind, when you don't have something important to think about, thinks about your one all the time, about how much you love your one, how much they're important to you, how much you need them. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds are important, and no other sounds are going to matter to you. You know now that you're more comfortable on the floor when you're around your one, resting there, kneeling there, laying down on a couch rather than sitting up on it. You just don't feel right sitting up, especially in the presence of your one. You'll sit up when you have to, when you're driving, when you're riding public transportation or something like that, when you're riding in a car with someone else. But you just don't feel right sitting when your one sits. You don't feel right sitting any other time. You're much happier laying on the floor, whether it's watching TV, spending time with other people. You just feel like you should be on the floor, kneeling or laying, more comfortable. There's something about laying down there, kneeling down there and looking up that makes you feel like a child and makes you feel loved. At the same time, it makes you feel erotic and like a woman. Just like the you who is kneeling on the screen, you're turned on and excited by the idea of kneeling in the presence of your one. You're turned on by the idea of that submission. It's important and it's magical for you. It's tied into all your dreams, all of your memories of excitement and happiness and security, all the way back. You know that you're becoming obsessed with the idea of being the slave that you were meant to be. It arouses you, it turns you on, and you think about it all the time. There's nothing else that comes back to mind more importantly. Now you're going to find that whenever you listen to a song that makes you happy or makes you feel upbeat, that you think about being a slave for your one. Whenever you hear music that makes you feel upbeat, makes you happy, you're going to find that causes you to think about being a slave for your one, about exploring more of bondage, and discipline, learning the things that have to do with living the submissive lifestyle. These are all parts of you. They're linked into memories going all the way back into your childhood. And now you're going to find that all of those things that reinforce these, the things that tell you that you are a sensual creature, that you're truly a woman, that you're a sexual creature, all these things that you've known and that sometimes you've let out, but most of the time you've kept hidden until recently, all of these things are important. They're more important to you than anything in your past. You're learning truly that being a servant for your one is more important than anything you've ever done in your life, because you were meant to make people happy, and you know how much makes you happy to make other people feel good. You can't make everyone happy. You've discovered that. You know that from your past experience. Making one person happy, that can be an obsession. Making one person happy, that can be your need, your obsession, and it's something that you're becoming addicted to, and that's a great thing. You know how an addict reacts. You know what an addict needs. They may love what they're addicted to, they may hate it, but it's something that they have to come back to over and over and over again, and they're never satisfied unless that's the thing that they have in their life. You'll never try to consciously remember the details of your trances, and you'll never consciously be able to think about what happened during your trance, but you'll enjoy the fact that you had them. You'll enjoy the fact that you're having more. It's surprising how comfortable you are, and how much you've told us that you enjoy the intimacy of hypnosis and the unbelievable attention that you get, both in hypnosis and in becoming the slave that you are. You know that now, whenever your one says the words, "Come now," you have an immediate orgasm. Whenever you're told to come now by your one, and you're not in a trance, or whenever I tell you to come now and you're not in a trance, you have an immediate, powerful orgasm. One that begins between your legs with the pressure on your clit, with a little charge there, working up in your pussy, expanding it, making you begin to feel like you're being fucked. One that moves up through your body, your nipples become hard, it burns through your body, explodes through your mind, and causes an intense, incredible orgasm, as strong or stronger than any you've ever had in your life. One that goes on and on. That happens anytime you're conscious and you're told to come now. You know that these files allow me to bring you back, that your mind allows me to bring you back here to the room at the top of the stairs, to the chair, simply by telling you to go to sleep. You know that these files bring you easily into an unbreakable trance where we can work and talk, where you stay focused only on my voice, where nothing else can distract you. You know that you've enjoyed these files, that they make you want to listen to them more, that you want to listen to them more, that they're fun, and again, that you enjoy the intimacy of hypnosis. You know that now, all the time, whenever you're not thinking about anything else important, the thing that your mind turns back to, the thing that it comes back to over and over again, is being aroused by thinking about your one, about spending time with your one, about being a slave for your one. You know that when you have nothing better to think about, when there's nothing important going on, like driving or operating machinery, you know that many times during the day, when there's nothing really important going on, you find your hands moving down between your legs or up to your nipples. It's unconscious. You don't think about it happening. You just suddenly discover that they're there. You find that you're aroused all the time, that you have a need to masturbate, thinking about your one over and over again. Need to play with yourself. If you can't be fucked by your one, then you'll do it for you. Thinking about your one. Thinking about the one who you want to belong to, the one who gave you these files. Over and over again during the day, you'll find that you're aroused at the most inconvenient times and convenient times. You'll know that when you're out in the public, you're being turned on and you can't do anything about it. You'll know that your mind, when you don't have something important to think about, thinks about your one all the time, about how much you love your one, how much they're important to you, how much you need them. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, your calm, relaxing at peace when you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds are important, and no other sounds are going to matter to you. You know now that you're more comfortable on the floor when you're around your one, resting there, kneeling there, laying down on a couch rather than sitting up on it. You just don't feel right sitting up, especially in the presence of your one. You'll sit up when you have to, when you're driving, when you're riding public transportation or something like that, when you're riding in a car with someone else. But you just don't feel right sitting when your one sits. You don't feel right sitting any other time. You're much happier laying on the floor, whether it's watching TV, spending time with other people. You just feel like you should be on the floor, kneeling or laying, more comfortable. There's something about laying down there, kneeling down there and looking up that makes you feel like a child and makes you feel loved. At the same time, it makes you feel erotic and like a woman. Just like the you who is kneeling on the screen, you're turned on and excited by the idea of kneeling in the presence of your one. You're turned on by the idea of that submission. It's important and it's magical for you. It's tied into all your dreams, all of your memories of excitement and happiness and security, all the way back. You know that you're becoming obsessed with the idea of being the slave that you were meant to be. It arouses you, it turns you on, and you think about it all the time. There's nothing else that comes back to mind more importantly. Now you're going to find that whenever you listen to a song that makes you happy or makes you feel upbeat, that you think about being a slave for your one. Whenever you hear music that makes you feel upbeat, makes you happy, you're going to find that causes you to think about being a slave for your one, about exploring more of bondage, exploring more of bondage and discipline, learning the things that have to do with living a submissive lifestyle. These are all parts of you. They're linked into memories going all the way back into your childhood. And now you're going to find that all of those things that reinforce these, the things that tell you that you are a sensual creature, that you're truly a woman, that you're a sexual creature, all these things that you've known and that sometimes you've let out, but most of the time you've kept hidden until recently. All of these things are important. They're more important to you than anything in your past. You're learning truly that being a servant for your one is more important than anything you've ever done in your life, because you were meant to make people happy, and you were meant, you know how much it makes you happy to make other people feel good. You can't make everyone happy. You've discovered that. You know that from your past experience. Making one person happy, that can be an obsession. Making one person happy, that can be your need, your obsession. And it's something that you're becoming addicted to. And that's a great thing. You know how an addict reacts. You know what an addict needs. They may love what they're addicted to. They may hate it. But it's something that they have to come back to over and over and over again, and they're never satisfied unless that's the thing that they have in their life. All of the things that you've learned about yourself in the earlier files and in this one are all things that are becoming more and more important to you. Other things in your past, other parts of your life are becoming less important, and they're becoming very difficult to think about. They're becoming difficult to remember. They aren't really as important as they were. Other people in your life besides your one just won't seem as important to you. You may know why this is, you may not, but they just won't seem as important to you now. All of your life you've known that there's someone out there who you're supposed to please and who belonging to is supposed to be important to you. You found that person, you found your one, and the other people who are out there just won't seem as important. No matter what their roles were in your life, this is the sort of change that people grow into. This is the next step in your growth. And you're growing into knowing who is really important in your life. There are people who have been important to you and people who will be important to you. And you're finding that your one is the one who will be the most important to you. From now on, other people won't quite seem as real. They're not going to seem quite as important anymore. You've discovered that you can no longer make eye contact with people. If you do try it, you become aroused, and if you make eye contact with them, you're orgasming immediately. You know that if you make eye contact with anyone else, it's going to be just as if you've heard me say, "Come now," when you are conscious. You're going to feel that orgasm build. You're going to feel yourself being fucked right there in front of them. The fact that other people are present won't matter. The fact that people are watching you won't matter. If you make eye contact without permission of your one, if your one hasn't told you to look people in the eyes or that you can look them in the eyes, you're going to find that looking at people causes you to feel yourself being fucked, your nipples being grabbed, your breasts being pulled. And you're going to find that it causes you to orgasm there, with them watching you. You're going to find that humiliating and refreshing at the same time. You're not going to be able to consciously look other people in the eye. You're going to have to look away. If you don't, you're going to have that orgasm, and it's going to be very hard to look them in the eye, even if they tell you to. Only your one can actually tell you that it's okay to look other people in the eye. Looking him in the eye will always make you feel gratitude. You're being rewarded. Being allowed to look him into the eye is like being given a present. Being allowed to look her in the eye, whoever your one is a great present. It's a great present, a great gift. It's not something that you necessarily want or deserve, but being allowed to have it, now that's a beautiful thing, and it's something you're going to enjoy, but only when they let you. You've discovered that disobeying your one, that doing something that your one told you not to, or that they don't want you to do, causes you to become physically ill. Deliberately doing something your one has told you not to makes you sick to your stomach. It's tied into all the gross things, all the things that made you ill in the past, all the times you wanted to throw up, all the times you've lost control of your bladder or your intestines, all the bubbly, sick, queasy feelings, all the greasy, vomitous feelings that you've had. All of those are tied into disobeying the one who gave you these files. All of them are tied into disobeying your one. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. And right now, you're feeling surprisingly good. You are in a deep trance, and you are focused. And the things I'm describing to you are linking back to memories that you've had, but none of them are making you feel uncomfortable now. You're actually going to feel relaxed and at peace as I describe these things to you. But you know, I know, that disobeying your one actually physically makes you sick. The longer you do it, or the more you do it, the sicker you'll become. Now you're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. Doing the things that your one tells you to do or wants you to do makes you feel good and gratified and happy. It creates a feeling of success, and it's something you're proud about. It's something you should take pride in. Completing the tasks your one gives you or doing things that you know makes him or her happy. Those are things to be happy about. Those are the things that you're proud about. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance now. You won't consciously remember the details of this trance, and you'll never consciously try to remember the details of your trances. But your mind and your body responds and obeys. You've seen that. You know how good your response is, how pure it is, how true it is. It's a good thing for you, and it's something you enjoy. You're in a deep trance now. You're in the room at the top of the stairs, in the chair that you enjoy, one you could stay in for hours on end. And you're focused on the sound of my voice. You find during the day that you need to touch yourself and play with yourself and think about your owner, think about your one over and over again. You'll find at night that your dreams are filled with erotic wishes, erotic desires, with needing to be touched or fucked by your one. You find that doing things that makes your one happy, doing things that pleases your one, those things make you feel good about yourself. They make you feel fine. You'll find that listening to these files over and again makes you feel good too. Everyone needs a little structure in your life, and listening to these files and obeying your one, those are things that make you feel good. It gives you a sense of accomplishment. It's very straightforward. You've had relationships in the past where you didn't know what was expected of you, and it made you feel insecure. But being with your one makes you feel secure because you know what's wanted. It's very straightforward. It's very easy to understand. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, your calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. Now you're finding over and again that you are making visible displays of your ownership. You're wearing things around your neck, or your wrist, or your ankle, and you've told your one what you're wearing. You're going to keep telling your one what it is that you're wearing, and what it is that you're doing that indicates your one's ownership of you. The idea of being owned, belonging to somebody, actually belonging to them, makes you feel good and secure. It's good to know that you can belong to someone. It's good to know that you do. That's the depth of relationship that you're really looking for. It's much deeper than any other kind. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you. No other sounds will be important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. All of the things that you've learned about yourself in the earlier files and in this one are all things that's becoming more and more important to you. Other things in your past, other parts of your life are becoming less important, and they're becoming very difficult to think about. They're becoming difficult to remember. They aren't really as important as they were. Other people in your life besides your one just won't seem as important to you. You may know why this is, you may not, but they just won't seem as important to you now. All of your life you've known that there's someone out there who you're supposed to please and who belonging to is supposed to be important to you. You found that person, you found your one, and the other people who are out there just won't seem as important. No matter what their roles were in your life, this is the sort of change that people grow into. This is the next step in your growth. And you're growing into knowing who is really important in your life. There are people who have been important to you and people who will be important to you. And you're finding that your one is the one who will be the most important to you. From now on, other people won't quite seem as real. They're not going to seem quite as important anymore. You've discovered that you can no longer make eye contact with people. If you do try it, you become aroused, and if you make eye contact with them, you're orgasming immediately. You know that if you make eye contact with anyone else, it's going to be just as if you've heard me say, "Come now," when you are conscious. You're going to feel that orgasm build. You're going to feel yourself being fucked right there in front of them. The fact that other people are present won't matter. The fact that people are watching you won't matter. If you make eye contact without permission of your one, if your one hasn't told you to look people in the eyes or that you can look them in the eyes, you're going to find that looking at people causes you to feel yourself being fucked, your nipples being grabbed, your breasts being pulled. You're going to find that it causes you to orgasm there with them watching you. You're going to find that humiliating and refreshing at the same time. You're not going to be able to consciously look other people in the eye. You're going to have to look away. If you don't, you're going to have that orgasm, and it's going to be very hard to look them in the eye, even if they tell you to. Only your one can actually tell you that it's okay to look other people in the eye. Looking him in the eye will always make you feel gratitude. You're being rewarded. Being allowed to look him into the eye is like being given a present. Being allowed to look her in the eye, whoever your one is a great present. It's a great present, a great gift. It's not something that you necessarily want or deserve, but being allowed to have it, now that's a beautiful thing, and it's something you're going to enjoy, but only when they let you. You've discovered that disobeying your one, that doing something that your one told you not to, or that they don't want you to do, causes you to become physically ill. Deliberately doing something your one has told you not to makes you sick to your stomach. It's tied into all of the gross things, all of the things that made you ill in the past, all the times you've wanted to throw up, all the times you've lost control of your bladder or your intestines, all the bubbly, sick, queasy feelings, all the greasy, vomitous feelings that you've had. All of those are tied into disobeying the one who gave you these files. All of them are tied into disobeying your one. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. And right now, you're feeling surprisingly good. you are in a deep trance and you are focused. And the things I'm describing to you are linking back to memories that you've had, but none of them are making you feel uncomfortable now. You're actually going to feel relaxed and at peace as I describe these things to you. But you know, I know, that disobeying your one actually physically makes you sick. The longer you do it, or the more you do it, the sicker you'll become. Now you're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. Doing the things that your one tells you to do or wants you to do makes you feel good and gratified and happy. It creates a feeling of success, and it's something you're proud about, something you should take pride in. Completing the tasks your one gives you or doing things that you know makes him or her happy. Those are things to be happy about. Those are the things that you're proud about. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance now. You won't consciously remember the details of this trance, and you'll never consciously try to remember the details of your trances. But your mind and your body responds and obeys. You've seen that. You know how good your response is, how pure it is, how true it is. It's a good thing for you, and it's something you enjoy. You're in a deep trance now. You're in the room at the top of the stairs, in the chair that you enjoy, one you could stay in for hours on end, and you're focused on the sound of my voice. You find during the day that you need to touch yourself and play with yourself and think about your owner, think about your one over and over again. You'll find at night that your dreams are filled with erotic wishes, erotic desires, with needing to be touched or fucked by your one. You find that doing things that makes your one happy, doing things that pleases your one, those things make you feel good about yourself. They make you feel fine. You'll find that listening to these files over and again makes you feel good too. Everyone needs a little structure in your life, and listening to these files and obeying your one, those are things that make you feel good. It gives you a sense of accomplishment. It's very straightforward. You've had relationships in the past where you didn't know what was expected of you, and it made you feel insecure. But being with your one makes you feel secure because you know what's wanted. It's very straightforward. It's very easy to understand. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. Now you're finding over and again that you are making visible displays of your ownership. You're wearing things around your neck or your wrist or your ankle, and you've told your one what you're wearing. You're going to keep telling your one what it is that you're wearing and what it is that you're doing that indicates your one's ownership of you. The idea of being owned, belonging to somebody, actually belonging to them, makes you feel good and secure. It's good to know that you can belong to someone. It's good to know that you do. That's the depth of relationship that you're really looking for. It's much deeper than any other kind. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds will be important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. Now that you've listened to these files to the point where you have, you're going to find that it's important to you to learn more about being in a bondage and discipline relationship with your one. It's important to you to know what he or she wants, to know what they expect of you. Now is the time, if you haven't already, to go to them and begin exploring truly being in a committed bondage and discipline relationship with them. Learning what they want, learning what they like, and what they mean and want of you. You're going to find that no matter what it is, you'll think about it and you'll enjoy it. You're learning how to be a safe slave. You're learning how to be a needed slave, and you're learning more about you and what they want. You're going to find, maybe to your surprise, maybe not, that what they're looking for is really what you're looking for too. You've known this all along, I suspect. You've known this for a very long time. And now you're going to learn that what they want is really what you're looking for too. So you're going to go out, you're going to explore with them, you're going to ask them how they envision a slave-master relationship to be, what they expect of you. You may begin asking them for rules as well. You're going to ask them what sort of requirements they have for you and how you can best obey them. Every master has rules. Every master has things that they expect. You're going to want to know. You need to know what their rules are. As they've already told you, you're going to go to great lengths to learn them. Learning rules can be very important. It's very important to a stable relationship. So you're going to find that you're going to ask for, if you haven't already asked for rules, from your one. Things that you are allowed to do and that you aren't allowed to do. You're going to find out what it is they expect from you and how you can best serve them, what will please them the most. You're finding it's harder and harder to make life decisions without input from your one. Ultimately, you know that what you want to do, what you need to do, is please the person who gave you these files. That's really what you're set up for. And so you're going to ask them what it is that you can do for them, how you can make them proud. You already know that you're having trouble looking other people in the eye. You already know that you're not allowed to make eye contact with other people without orgasming. You know that your body obeys the things that you've learned in these files because, ultimately, this is the true you. And now it's time for you to go to your one, go to your master if you haven't already, ask him or her, ask your master or mistress, what they want from you, how you can be a better slave for them, because that's really what you're looking to be. You can get on the internet and buy books and look into things that will teach you how to be a better slave, but ultimately, the best thing to do is either work it out with your master or mistress, or to ask them outright what it is that they expect from you. Ask them for the rules, ask them for the structure. You're already finding that you're happier kneeling with them, that you're not comfortable sitting on furniture anymore, that you feel better when you obey them, and that you get sick when you can't or don't. And now you're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds will be important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace, and you're going deeper into your trance. Every day you're moving deeper and deeper into your slavery. Your previous life, the things that you were, they're all becoming less important. You almost seem detached from them. They just don't seem real anymore. The thing that seems real is kneeling with your one, serving them, sex with your one, touching him or her, feeling them inside of you. These are real. Any bondage equipment, chains, spankings, these things are real. These are the things that you can feel now. Other things are getting harder to feel. Your interaction with other people doesn't seem as real. It seems distant. Like you're clouded or drugged. Like you're a little drunk when you interact with other people. The only person who seems completely real to you any longer is your one. They're the person who is the focus of your life. They're the most important. Your other relationships, you remember them, but they just don't seem as important to you now. This is the way that you wanted to be. This is the life that you're choosing. And I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to answer it out loud. You can answer it openly and honestly. Is this the life that you're choosing because it feels like it's a part of you that's always been there? Or is this the life you're choosing because you've known for a long time that you needed to make a change and this is the one that you chose? Good. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, and you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds will be important to you. And I want you to know at this point, not only is your one proud of you for listening to these files this far through, but I am too. Even if we've never met in person or never spoken on the phone or over the internet, if you listen to these files this far through, and you continue listening to them like you're supposed to, you'll know that I am very proud of you, and you deserve to feel proud of you too. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds are important, and no other sounds will matter to you. And as you explore the things that your owner wants, that your master wants, if you aren't already playing with bondage, if he's not already tying you up, if you aren't already being spanked, if he isn't already teaching you the ways of erotic pain, you're going to ask him or her to do that now. If your one isn't teaching you these things, you need to explore them. You need to find out the limits that they want to set for bondage, for spanking, or for erotic pain. You need to find them, talk to them, explore them with them, and learn to enjoy them. It's easy to enjoy them, and you're going to find that you do if you haven't already. As you explore these limits, you're going to find that the limits you have are really the limits your owner has, the limits your one has. The limits they set are the ones that you want, because more than anything, you want them to be proud of you. More than anything, you want them to be proud of you, and you feel safe with them exploring these limits. You've learned that this is a part of you, this is what you need, and because this is a part of you and it's part of what you need, you've discovered that you're willing to accept their limits for it. You're going to explore these things with them. If you haven't already asked, you will. You're going to learn more about erotic pain, and you're going to learn more about bondage and being tied up, maybe suspension, maybe erotic torture where you're tickled, or if you don't like being tickled, spanked or touched. All the things that you enjoy, you're going to find you enjoy more during bondage. You're going to find you enjoy them more when you're exploring them with your one. You're going to find that more than anything, as you already know, you want your one to be proud of you, and you find that you're most able to understand and appreciate their pride in you through your sensuality, through your submission, through your slavery to them. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds will seem important to you. You're just calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're sinking deeper and deeper into your trance, farther and further into it. Now, in a moment, we're going to take advantage of the screen in front of us again. The screen in front of you is clear when you see images on it, and in a moment, you're going to see an image of you kneeling again. In this image, though, you're going to be kneeling. This is an image you're comfortable with. You're going to be kneeling with your head between the legs of your one. You're going to be tasting your one's juices. You're going to be tasting your one's cum. In the image when it appears in front of you, you're going to see yourself kneeling comfortably between their legs, licking, kissing, touching. You're going to see yourself enthusiastically doing this, going at it, your head moving up and down, back and forth, your tongue flying out. You're going to be able to taste your one on your tongue, in your mouth. And this is a taste you're going to enjoy. It's a taste you're going to think about. You're going to find that as you see this, you begin to need it. Each and every day, you're going to need that taste more. The taste of your one, on your tongue, in your mouth. Whether it's kissing or licking, whether it's intimate kissing, you're going to find that your tongue, which is an extension of your clit, you're going to find that your tongue needs to taste, to feel, that your mouth needs to taste, to feel an intimate contact with your one each and every day. On the screen in front of you, the image is forming now. You could be kneeling on carpet, in front of a chair, your one could be standing or laying, you could be on a bed, whatever image is most comfortable for this with you. Wherever you are, though, you're going to find that you are there, on the screen, clearly, tasting, licking, sucking, nibbling on your one. I'm going to let the image form. You can see yourself there. You may be naked. You may be wearing panties. It's completely up to you. I'm going to ask you, though, to answer me out loud when I ask the next question. You can see the image forming clearly now. In the image, where you're becoming addicted to touching, licking, tasting your one. In that image up on the screen, the one that's becoming a part of your permanent addiction to this, are you naked or are you wearing panties? Good. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. From now on, as often as possible, you're going to need that taste in your mouth. You're going to need the taste of the intimate parts of your one in your mouth. Day, night, doesn't matter. Whenever you're alone together with your one, your mind is going to turn to that. You need to serve them and obey them as first. But when you're alone with them, when you're laying with them, you're going to need intimate contact. You're going to need to feel and taste and touch them, to be fucked by them, to have them make love to you or tie you up. All of these things are things you're going to enjoy. The intimacy, the thing you enjoy most, is the intimate attention that you receive from them. When they are using you, you love being their focus. You love knowing that they're just paying attention to you, that you're the focus of their attention. When they're not using you and you're just in the room with them, you love the idea of being their slave, of being their servant, of being that all the time, 24/7, of that being the best thing that you can be for them. You love that idea. It feels good and right. All the way back in your memory, all the memories that you have everywhere of being happy and satisfied and gratified are all now tied into just one point: making your one happy, making them feel good, making them feel good about you, helping them be proud of you, and knowing that they're having a good day because of you. Your greatest need is to make them happy. You're a people pleaser. Sometimes you suppress this in your life, but you've always known that the thing that's made you happiest is making other people happy. You can't make everybody happy, you've discovered that. So just making one person happy, making your one happy, that's the thing. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds are important to you, and no other sounds will matter to you. You're discovering that you're going to explore more and more about bondage, more and more about a dominant, submissive relationship with your owner, with your one. You're going to ask for rules. You're going to ask them to set requirements and responsibilities for you. You're going to pursue this with them if you haven't already, because it's important for you to know what's expected of you, and it's important for you to know what makes them happy. There may have been times in your life when you're shy asking about these things, and if you find you can't ask about them out loud, you'll write your one a note and ask them that way. But until they've told you, until you know for sure, you're going to need to know. You're going to have to know. You'll feel insecure the longer you go without knowing. And from time to time, as your relationship goes on, you'll ask them again. You'll ask for the rules, and if there are any more, you'll ask them to provide that structure, to tell you what they expect from you. And you're going to find that the things they expect from you make perfect sense to you. They might not right away. Might take a day or so to adjust to them. But you're going to find that they do make sense to you, and that you enjoy having that structure, having those rules, and knowing what's really expected of you. You'll find that having that structure and having those rules, knowing what's expected of you, that's really what you expect. That's why you're attracted to a dominant, submissive relationship. And that's why it turns you on so much. That's why during the day, when you have nothing important to think about, you find that your mind turns more and more to serving your one, to serving your master. You'll find that that's why you're aroused on and off constantly, why your nipples get so sensitive during the day, why they get so hard when they never did before like this. Why the merest brush of them turns you on and drives you crazy when you're not with your one. And the touch or pinch or twist of them from your one makes you feel absolutely wonderful and marvelous inside. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. You're no longer able to use furniture in a normal sense. You certainly can't use it when you're around your one. But being on the floor, whether you've moved a blanket to lay on, or a pillow, whether you're just laying on the floor, or at your one's feet, laying down or kneeling on the floor, that seems natural and normal. You're going to find places in your memory and mind that reinforce this and all the things that you've learned in your trances. You're having erotic dreams that turn you on, and you're finding that you love this lifestyle, The further you get into it, the more your body and mind relax. The more your body and mind react to them, the happier you're getting with them. This is just something that you love, and you're learning that it's really what you are. It's something you've enjoyed. It's something that's always been there for you. And having it grow and come to the surface now just seems right and perfect. Now, in a moment, we're going to walk you out of this trance. When we do, you're going to find your one, whether they're there in the room with you or someplace else, and you're going to tell your one how much you love being their slave. You're not going to be sure where this comes from. You're not going to remember the details of this trance. You never consciously remember the details of your trances, but you found that your mind and your body obey them naturally. You're going to find your one, and you're going to tell them again. If you haven't told them already, you'll tell them for the first time. Otherwise, you're going to be telling them again how much you absolutely love being theirs, how much you love being their slave, and you're going to tell them how much you need to explore this with them. You'll continue to explore and ask for those rules. If you can't do this out loud, if you're not up to it, then you'll do it in writing, but you'll let them know right away, as fast as you can, that you love being their slave. If they're nearby, you're going to find that need to screw them, that need to fuck them that you had before, the need to be fucked by them is just as strong. The need to taste them and bring them off is extremely strong, and you're not going to be able to focus, you're not going to be able to think about anything else until you've helped them come. If they're not right there, if you can't make them come, that need to go play with yourself again is going to be rich, it's going to be ripe, it's going to be something you have to do until you orgasm at least twice, and then you will get in touch with them and let them know how much you need them, how much you need to serve them, how much you enjoy being their slave. You're going to tell them you enjoy it very much, because you do. And that's going to make you feel good and right. It's going to seem very strange, perhaps, coming out of your lips. It may seem strange when you write it, but once you've said it, once you've written it, you'll know that it's true, and you'll know that you have to share this with them. It's more important than anything else you have to do right now, except in the case that they're right there with you, except making love to them, having sex with them, making them come, helping them come. Now, in a moment, we're going to walk you out of this trance. When we do, you're going to find your one, whether they're there in the room with you or someplace else, and you're going to tell your one how much you love being their slave. You're not going to be sure where this comes from. You're not going to remember the details of this trance. You never consciously remember the details of your trances, but you found that your mind and your body obey them naturally. You're going to find your one, and you're going to tell them again. If you haven't told them already, you'll tell them for the first time. Otherwise, you're going to be telling them again how much you absolutely love being theirs, how much you love being their slave, and you're going to tell them how much you need to explore this with them. You'll continue to explore and ask for those rules. If you can't do this out loud, if you're not up to it, then you'll do it in writing, but you'll let them know right away, as fast as you can, that you love being their slave. If they're nearby, you're going to find that need to screw them, that need to fuck them that you had before, the need to be fucked by them is just as strong. The need to taste them and bring them off is extremely strong, and you're not going to be able to focus, you're not going to be able to think about anything else until you've helped them come. If they're not right there, if you can't make them come, that need to go play with yourself again is going to be rich, it's going to be ripe, it's going to be something you have to do until you orgasm at least twice, and then you will get in touch with them and let them know how much you need them, how much you need to serve them, how much you enjoy being their slave. You're going to tell them you enjoy it very much, because you do, and that's going to make you feel good and right. It's going to seem very strange, perhaps, coming out of your lips. It may seem strange when you write it, but once you've said it, once you've written it, you'll know that it's true, and you'll know that you have to share this with them. It's more important than anything else you have to do right now, except in the case that they're right there with you, except making love to them, having sex with them, making them come, helping them come. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. and I'm going to bring you out of it in just a moment. What I'm going to do to bring you out of it is I'm going to go from F to A. When I get to A, you'll wake from your trance, you'll go find your one, you'll help them orgasm, or if you can't get to them, you'll make yourself come. You'll touch yourself, rub yourself, fuck yourself, until you've orgasmed at least twice. Each time it'll feel better, each time it'll feel good, it'll be intense. Ready? Here we go. F. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, but you're growing more aroused. E. You can feel your pussy beginning to get wet and swell, ready to accept a cock, ready to be fucked. Your pussy lips are swelling, the blood's flowing into your clit, and it's growing hard and sensitive. Uncontrollably, your legs may start rubbing together. D. Your breath will start coming a little quicker. You know how orgasms build inside of you. You know how arousal builds. And you know that when you come out of this, you're going to be aroused and stay aroused. You won't be able to think about anything other than making yourself in your one orgasm until you have at least twice, or until you've made your one come if they're there. C. Your nipples are becoming more and more sensitive. Your pussy's engorged and swollen. Your clit's sensitive. Super sensitive. Almost burning. Wanting to be touched. Needing to be touched. You're going to find that your hands are moving down between your legs if they're not already there. Rubbing your clit. Getting you more aroused. More sensitive. B. You're going to have to find your one if you can. Help bring your one off. Make them come. Or you're going to have to come twice yourself. You won't be able to stop touching yourself until you have. And A, wake up